When it comes to coins in the cup, the beggar, hey, you can pass me by and not put a coin in the cup. I'll get something from the next guy. But if Jesus passes by, the next guy ain't got it. I need him. I'm going to cry out because he's the only one who can change the dynamic of the darkness that I sit in. Society cannot do that for me. Somebody else can't do it for me. A friend can't do it for me. I need Jesus of Nazareth. He is my answer, and he is my only answer. And Jesus showed up on this day to keep this appointment with blind Bartimaeus because blind Bartimaeus was ready to cry out. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy on me." Oh, I love that. Say, what's mercy? Mercy is the language of Mount Calvary. That's what mercy is. Say, we can talk church language. I don't want to talk church language. I want to talk that language that comes off Mount Calvary. I want to talk the language that comes down off the cross. I want to talk the language that you talk at the empty tomb. I want to talk the language that says, "Why seek ye the living among the dead? He's not here, he is risen." I want to talk that language. I want to talk the language of goodness and mercy and love and forgiveness. I want to talk the language of Mount Calvary. Blind Bartimaeus experienced something more powerful than creation standing still. Blind Bartimaeus uttered the language of Mount Calvary, "Mercy!" And the Creator of all creation stopped in relationship to the man, and he stood still. One cry for mercy caused the Savior, the Creator, to come to a complete stop, stand still, and say, "Wait a minute. Did anybody hear that? I think I heard somebody say, mercy." And he commanded him to be called. He commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, "Be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee." Hey, you know there's comfort in the call. Paul said, "I press towards the mark, the high calling. God in Christ Jesus." Through Christ Jesus, I know he has called me to holiness and placed it within me, and I press by faith to fully embrace and attain that which is already true in Christ Jesus. Oh, there's beautiful comfort in knowing that God has called me to holiness, but it's not a holiness that I create. It's the holiness that he gives to me through Christ Jesus. I have been called in Christ Jesus to the holiness that God gives freely to all who believe. Do you know, as a believer in Jesus Christ, as the Son of God, the risen Savior, God has called you to the holiness that is free in Christ Jesus, and you are a partaker of it. There's comfort in that call. If I have to attain it on my own through my works, I don't find much comfort in that. I'm more like that guy in Romans chapter 7 who's trying to do what he's supposed to do and can't do, and everything he knows he's not supposed to do, he finds himself doing. And at the end of the day, he just goes, "I'm so wretched, I'll never be what I'm supposed to be." But there's comfort in knowing that the holiness that I've been called to is given freely to me, complete Christ Jesus. And the Bible said when he heard that Jesus of Nazareth had called him, he found such comfort in the call, he stood up, took his beggar's garment off and cast it away. He did not lay it on the ground. He did not fold it up. He did not place it there and say, "I'll be back for this." He threw it away and he said, "Everything is about to change. I will not need this garment anymore. The Savior just called me." all things become new. Jesus of Nazareth has called you. He said, this beggar's garment, this is not who I am. Rome, you can have this back. Society, you can have this back. This is not who Bartimaeus is anymore. If you're a believer in Jesus Christ, the flesh and the sins of the flesh, that does not define you before God anymore. Quit defining yourself by what you are not. You are in Christ Jesus, brand new. Let that give comfort to your soul, and let that be the power to cast off a nature that does not define you anymore. Blind Bartimaeus said, this ain't me. I'm taking it off right now. I'm casting it away, and I will not be back for it. My Savior has called me. And if we brought that over to the spiritual, the prayer goes like this. God, get me out of this darkness. I want to see you so powerfully that I stand in the light and the glory of all that you are. Please, my God, give me wisdom, give me understanding, give me knowledge into what you willed, purposed through Jesus Christ. Show me my calling. Show me the glory that I stand in. Show me the righteousness that I wear. Let me see it. Let me understand it. Because if you do, you will never be the same ever again.